providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I hope you enjoyed the top of the hour news on your particular affiliate station that you're listening to right now. I hope there was something positive in there. It's kind of hard to look for anything positive right now in America as we are recording this on Friday, October 8th. I want to say one thing, and that is only you, and I'm speaking to the listeners right now, only you can control your attitude. If you want to be pessimistic, be pessimistic, but I'm telling you, you're going to accomplish absolutely nothing with your pessimism. The most important thing, in my opinion, the Big Al feels you can do is simply understand what's going on and then spread the word as you understand it. Chuck, I want to talk about some of the events that are going on in the country right now. Seattle, Washington Police Department is facing an absolutely abysmal situation in the sense that the department is on the verge of having to fire a very large number of police officers because they refuse to get immunized. That's not a good thing. How do you feel about that, Chuck, realistically?
So let me give you a couple different viewpoints. Number one, I think that people still have the right to choose whether or not they have the vaccine or not. One of the challenges, as we talked about in the last segment with Jim, is that the narrative has changed, and it's really hard to know what the truth is. You know, once again, hospitals, schools are having trouble right now staffing and providing services because of sick people. But that still, I don't think that should mandate having people to have vaccines. It's still an individual choice when it comes to your health. Once again, as we talked about, there's so much emotion involved with this, but most people are, you know, each decision has different components. There's an emotional part component, there's an intellectual component, and a volitional or willed component. And so many people don't really look at the facts. And I still believe if people really look at the facts about vaccinations, they're not perfect, but it's the best option that we have right now for most people. Not everybody needs to have a vaccine. But, you know, once again, they have to look at the risk profile and the risk and benefits of taking the vaccine. And, you know, and I think that's kind of the issue. I mean, and there's such a fear. I was taking a cancer off a lady's face the other day, and she stopped me and she says, "You're not going to," I was fixing to put some numbing medicine in her face. And she was like, "Stop, you're not going to give me some of that COVID vaccine." You know, and she thought I was going to do that kind of behind the, kind of sneak it in. And I mean, some people really have that fear. And I don't think there's anything to be afraid of with the vaccine. I mean, the vaccine in most cases has a pretty low risk profile. There are people that get sick with it. There are people that have died with it. But in general, it's a pretty low-risk thing. And it's not perfect. I mean, in fact, I was vaccinated, and I got COVID after being vaccinated. But the point is that for 95% of the people, or maybe more, who get the vaccine and then get COVID, they're not going to be so sick that they're going to have to be hospitalized. There are always exceptions. And so I think we need to keep that in mind and try to downplay the emotions that we're facing. But, you know, it's a real dilemma, you know, for places. You know, we have to have officers that are healthy, and, you know, and so, you know, it's a real challenge. I don't think that it should be mandated. I don't think that that works. I mean, we know the emotional, we've talked about that, the emotional pushback that we see. And really, it's only going to undermine things and make things worse in the long term.
Yeah, Dr. Page, you know, I first of all, I agree. This should not be mandatory. Someone should be able to make this choice. And whether they want to do the personal analysis of risk, if you're a 35-year-old law enforcement officer in Seattle, the probability of death is what, 99.992 or something like that. I don't want to give that specific number, but it's a pretty low risk of dying from COVID. And, you know, forcing someone to do that to make somebody else who's incredibly afraid feel safe, when in fact, as you say, you still have the possibility not only to get it after the vaccine, but also to spread it after the vaccine. I think a lot of people are looking at that information and trying to make good decisions, but then at the same time, under tremendous pressure to be forced. I mean, if you work for a company with over 100 employees, you know, what are you doing? You're being forced to take the vaccination under threat of the government finding the company that would cost them enough to put them out of business. These are very dangerous precedents, in my view, in our basic foundations of choice and what our Constitution guarantees. And that's what bothers me, that in fact, we have so much pressure from the administration and from its interlocutors as speakers, as media outlets, as some of these, you know, Hollywood, you know, celebrities and influencers that they're hiring to help sell something like that. It does make people very, very nervous, and it does increase the distrust to a significant level for a large number of people that actually spend the time to do the research on the impact of them. And that's what bothers me more than anything else.
You guys, let me just jump in here and say one thing. I'm involved on a regular basis, a frequent and regular basis in a Bible study. The gentlemen who are associated with me, my Christian brothers, are all somehow involved in law enforcement or have been involved in law enforcement. I have one man who is in who's involved in an important supervisory position in his professional career. He has been told if he does not immunized and provide his employer with proof that he has been immunized, and by immunized, I believe in this case, I'm talking about simply the booster, that he will be fired from his supervisory position with the government. He was mentioning at our study a couple of days ago, he said, I don't know what to do. He said, I'm not against immunization, but I am totally against, from a principal standpoint, of the government telling me what to do. And he said, you know, but the problem is if I don't do it, I will lose my job and I will not be able to pay off my home as planned in the next 2 years. I have another very close friend, a guy who's really a good buddy of mine. I'm here, play a lot of golf with him, am involved in an awful lot of intellectual discussions with him. He's in a situation where he needs to fly to Southern California to meet with his sister regarding an issue with his wife, who passed away, interestingly enough, just about 2 weeks after my wife passed away. He cannot go down and visit his sister if he is not willing to take a couple of three COVID tests on the one hand, and number two, if he is not willing to provide proof of immunization. So he has just thrown his hands up in the air and said, you know what, I'm just going to do it. If I want to see my sister, I have to do it. And that's a real problem for me, but I do want to see my sister, given the emotional turmoil that's going on in my family with the death of my wife. He said, I simply don't have a choice that I can see. That scares the daylights out of me, you guys. And I'll tell you something else that scares the daylights out of me. We got to take a commercial break here in about 15 seconds. And then I'm going to turn the next segment totally over to Dr. Page and Jim McKinney. And the reason I'm going to do that is simply because I have nothing but time for these guys from a friendship standpoint and from a respect standpoint. Stick around. Going to be back in 30 seconds with Jim and Dr. Chuck.